is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A senior administration official tells ABC News the U.S. is not discounting the possibility Israel will follow up on its aerial assault on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon with a ground invasion.
Hezbollah has a lot more firepower, fighters, and external support than Hamas. That means they can damage Israel much greater. I mean, according to the organization, they're capable of hitting almost anywhere in Israel, and we haven't seen even the least of their firepower yet. Israel's invasions and wars in the past ultimately didn't make the country safe or diminish Hezbollah.
ABC's Ian Panel in Beirut. The presidential election is 6 weeks from Tuesday. U.S. intelligence officials tell ABC News that Russia and Iran are using artificial intelligence to engage in election influence operations. California suing ExxonMobil, asserting that for a half a century, the petroleum giant deceived the public by promising the plastics it produced would be recycled. This is ABC News. Ukraine's Zelensky sat down with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts for an exclusive interview. He's in town for the United Nations General Assembly. Victory plan?
Does it include, and I know you don't want to get into details until you talk to the leaders, but negotiating with Russia? And how can you trust someone?
It's not about negotiating with Russia. No, it's about, like I said, it's a bridge to diplomatic way how to stop the war. The bridge is a plan of victory or victorious plan. It's a strengthening of Ukraine, Ukrainian army, and Ukrainian people.
The interview runs Tuesday morning on Good Morning America. Free COVID tests are back starting later this month. You can order up to 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests. The Health and Human Services Department says they'll be available ahead of the holidays, although the agency running the program has not yet announced an exact start date. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around. And politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like that.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles out there will come to an end. We'll see plenty of clouds across the area and a little patchy fog forming as well. Temperatures dropping to the mid and upper 40s. After the fog on Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The second hour of our program, and the Federal Trade Commission, this is, you know, this is the Biden-Harris administration, and they are going after the big drug companies. This is actually a pretty amazing thing. You've heard of these things called pharmacy benefit managers, and basically what they are middlemen. You know, they insert themselves between the pharmaceutical manufacturer and the wholesale purchaser, you know, the big drug chains, for example. And it used to be that the pharmacy benefit managers were actually independent companies or individual, in some cases even independent individuals, who played this role. And, you know, and they were supposed to help, you know, coordinate and figure out, you know, where can we get the best prices. And this it particularly came along when in the early days of the generic drug movement back, you know, 30 years ago or thereabouts. But A, they no longer really serve any useful purpose, at least that I can tell. I mean, you know, educate me if I'm wrong here. And B, they take a hell of a lot of money and put it in their own pockets. And so what happened was that the big companies started buying out the pharmacy benefit managers, because the pharmacy benefit manager, it was an incredible con, you know. It was just like, hey, you know, we're just going to skim money off the top here. Okay, so the big drug companies and the insurance companies are like, well, hey, let's get into the action. CVS bought Caremark, which is a pharmacy benefit manager. Cigna Express Scripts is now a pharmacy benefit manager. United Health Group's Optum Rx is now its own pharmacy benefits manager, pharmaceuticals benefits manager. So this is what the deputy director of the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Competition said, and I quote, "Millions of Americans with diabetes need insulin to survive, yet for many of these vulnerable patients, their insulin drug costs have skyrocketed over the past decade, thanks in part to powerful PBMs and their greed." That's pharmacy benefit managers. Caremark, ESI, and Optum, as medication gatekeepers, have extracted millions of dollars off the backs of patients who need life-saving medications. The FTC's administrative action seeks to put an end to the big three PBM's exploitative conduct and marks an important step in fixing a broken system, a fix that could ripple beyond the insulin market and restore healthy competition to drive down drug prices for consumers. Now, it's important to understand what's going on here. Insulin, for example, the price of insulin since 1999, in other words, the last 25 years, has gone up 1,200%, 1,200% increase in the price of insulin. And, this Emma Furr, a senior policy analyst for healthcare at the American Economic Liberties Project, says, while PBMs bear much of the blame, the Federal Trade Commission is right to also put brand name manufacturers like Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi on notice for their role in this crisis. And then the New York Times notes, quote, "Some Republicans in Congress have proposed curbing some of the benefit managers' business practices, But other top Republicans have defended the PBMs and say the FTC is overreaching. Right. So, you know, here's what's going on. With unregulated capitalism, number one, you end up with monopolies, so you no longer have competition. So you end up with these giant corporations that basically control everything. Again, it's sort of like, you know, the world that Charles Dickens described in Christmas Carol, where you end up with, you know, most of life being dominated by massive corporations. Back then it was the East India Company and companies associated with them. You still have some small entrepreneurs like Ebenezer Scrooge with his one employee company, his two-man company. But, you know, they're kind of few and far between, and most people are just broke and exploited, mercilessly exploited by these big companies. And, you know, now we've got these giant corporations that have just been screwing us. This is unregulated capitalism, or in this case, deregulated capitalism. And the answer to it is to regulate capitalism, is for government to get in on the to play a role in this thing, and to say, you know, we're going to make things work for you. We're going to make it possible for you to buy insulin at a reasonable price, and still allow the companies to make a profit, just not price gouge. This is why this whole Reagan libertarian, it's basically been the Republican idea since the 1980s. David Koch ran for vice president of the United States on the Libertarian ticket in 1980 on this platform, but basically strip all government functions, let big corporations and billionaires run America. And that's still where the Republican Party is at. And this Federal Trade Commission action is just a brilliant, perfect example of how government can function in ways that do save the middle class, do save working people. Meanwhile, speaking of government, over 10,000 books have been banned from U.S. public schools last year and this year. 10,000. I guess I need to, like, drop the F word into a couple of my books or something, you know, to get them banned. I don't know what it's going to take. But I joke. I mean, this is serious. PEN America suggested that books bans on books nearly tripled nationwide. Last year, there was only 3,300 books banned, 3,362. Now it's more than 10,000, including Roots, Alex Haley's book, Roots, The Saga of an American Family, which describes the journey of an enslaved person from Africa to the United States. And James Baldwin's Go Tell It to the Mountain have now been banned in Republican state after Republican state. What does this tell you? It tells me that Republicans are afraid of ideas, that Republicans are afraid of real history, that Republicans don't want young people, because we're talking about students here, don't want young people to understand the true history of America, because if young people understood the true history of America, they would figure out that these positions, these policy positions Republicans are taking, are designed to maintain this old type of, you know, kind of weird something or other. I mean, you know, this old type of I don't know, you know, this is a racial class structure or whatever, but 10,000 books. I mean, this is grim news also. And finally, Liz Cheney. Let me just finish, you know, my rant on the banned books. This is not something that free societies do. I mean, this has only been going on for the last couple of years. This is something that Donald Trump and the people associated with him, these you know, so-called Moms for Liberty and the libs of TikTok. This is the kind of thing that reactionary, in my opinion, neo-fascist groups and individuals have brought to us in an attempt to seize political power and cultural power. These are ultimately political acts by people who think that they know what's best for us. They know how we should all live. They know what we should all be doing. And they do not want the rest of us to have, you know, basically, you know, the rights that we've had for a long, long time. They want to control what we hear. They want to control what we read. They want to control what we see on television and on the internet. Talking about entry-level jobs, low-paid jobs.
Country and community. It's great music with a mix of informative news, timely weather, and exciting local and state sports on WRCO-FM 100.9.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
If you're reading healthy, eat at Subway, Robin where Voss. You have a choice
so
of eight build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday,
sound,
8 to 9,
like
and Sunday, 8 to 8.
Matt
it's their priority
air.
To serve
weekdays
the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh.
And
eat healthy at Subway Richland
game,
Center.
Listen to a podcast of it anytime.
It's more than living, it's living well.
Website,
now might be the right time to consider
US.
The advantages of assisted
up
living.
News Radio
Trent Woodland
with
Hills
Kreitman,
is offering
Wisconsin's
all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully
and
staffed and prepared
weekday
to care for your loved
6
ones
to
with the dignity and respect they deserve
media
when only the highest quality
and
of care will
the
do. Remember, Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
You're struggling with your mental health
for more information.
But you don't have to feel alone.
Find more
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy 2 gallon free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets.
So be sure to mix and match to try something new.
Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year. Courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need help. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives.
I hope it hurts. I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get chances, and girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. If I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms. She says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. She don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tired.
Survive intact. And Liz Cheney was asked about this over the weekend. She's been a congresswoman from Wyoming. She's been a number of years.
If you've never felt what happens when two hearts,
this is what she had to say. She said,
all together, I've never seen love written in stars. And knew it was forever. If you don't believe that destiny can start with just one wish, watch this. I'll show you love like you dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazed.
So somebody has asked this chair. Look, I'm going to do everything I can because I think it's so important to stay. It's so important, so stay tuned. We have a very good discussion.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't want to hurt me, you don't want to see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry.
Derek Tritz.
Okay.
Wisconsin needs to know. To the UW system and their sports. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing enrollment data. For example, UW school's point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Colorado campuses. After backlash, they reversed the decision. Meanwhile, UW Superior is set to get a classroom against Gates Yelling.
The University of Wisconsin Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the CDN, and it is a program for research of university students to maintain the functioning of the classroom.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab.
Zendaya says she's not sure if Facebook is for her. She found that even though the logo says that some people don't power it, but they don't power it off. And I don't know if it's for me. She said, for young people, it's just that the water is not good enough. My advice to Star of Dune 2 before she throws it all away to become a regular schlub like the rest of us. Try it for another 10 to 20 years and save your money. And if you still don't like it, then walk away. Part 2 is not even in theaters yet, but director Ridley Scott is already talking about Gladiator 3. Scott says the way Gladiator 2 ends is very similar to Godfather 2, where Michael Corleone finds himself in a job he didn't want. So Scott says he's thinking the ideas around for Part 3. Scott told Premiere Magazine recently that Gladiator 2 is one of the best films he's ever made. Stars Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Pedro Pascal, and Denzel Washington in its theaters November 22nd. For more show that's fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Mama, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, and sprinkles out there will come to an end. We'll see plenty of clouds across the area, and a little patchy fog forming as well. Dropping to the mid and upper 40s. After the fog on Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies as in the lower 70s, currently 56 degrees.
The Todd Alma Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Warm.
You gotta go see this. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
There's no narrator was perfect for this movie. That's what made the movie. Players in their own words telling
the story. The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Peggy Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Walker County Board Chairwoman Marcia Nicholson, as a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other hand, you have Trump, who was president.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, president, teaches Joint Council 39, and Ben Wickler, chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
and a couple weeks ago, I was listening to your show, just working in the yard, and my phone dings, and it's a message from my 26-year-old son. He says,
riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. Sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Rolling down to the sea, but all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear.
Triple C and the
He's black tie and I'm blue collar. He's gold card and I'm silver dollar. Still brothers all the same. He's big business, I'm busy farming. We ain't got a lot in common. Close as ever we remain. We share the family name.
unravel, and I know they never will. Cause he's black tie and I'm blue cop. He's golden card and I'm silver dog. Steering brothers all the same.
Cut them out of the picture.
At WRCO 100.9.
I'm sworn off love long for I met you. Somehow you lose in the ties on a tied up heart. But I should have known from the start. Should've told you that I loved you.
some companies.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Vision bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. 608-434-4413.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs?
Heads
Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall, and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable P2 Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassador shit.
This is for people who take huge dumps.
It's all the smells.
Automatic.
Why would you need a toilet thing? Just the serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Dump. That's it.
That's a lot easier.
Nightlight with P. Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
truck while it's still running. Say a prayer when you feel like cursing. I know.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save.
As he cries for me,
and
standing in my Savior's shadow, grace will lead to where I'm free. I take his hand, we walk together, and his light shines on me.
Civic Media Radio Station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM.
I told myself, Twin Center,
and always on the Civic Media app.
All about some-